Thank you for holding. Is this Harrison?
It is.
Hi, Harrison. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a good day so far. Just kind of a little tired from taking the kids out last night, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, though. Could be worse.
Oh, yeah.
My name's John. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No, I've seen about this stuff before.
Mm-hmm. What prevented you from moving forward?
Oh, I don't know. I just never took action on it.
Gotcha. Well, it's a good thing to have, you know. I tell people all the time, you know, you don't really have a business until you do this.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you got an idea until you put it on Google in front of people, then you're really out there, you know. Give them an opportunity to call you. Okay,
sure.
So I mean, we do have one listing available. That's the major benefit to you. If you do the search, there's only three guys that show for excavation in this area. It's Arrowhead Land Services and Sunset.
Does this require you having a website? Because I have not built a website for myself yet.
No. We build the website for you. We're an A to Z digital branding firm, so we give you the tools to be successful with the campaign. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's important for us to make sure that you're successful with the campaign because our services are month to month. So if you're not making money, we're not making money.
Yeah.
So we give you all the bells and whistles that you need in order to be successful with it. It's not just the first page placement on Google. Obviously, that's the money maker, but in order to have that, you got to be listed on about 60 different trusted citations by Google. That's part of their algorithm.
Yeah.
Yep. So you're going to end up on the first page of Bing, and then you'll have like a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, a Thumbtack, a Merchant Circle. You'll have all those directories too. And then obviously the website. So we basically turn ourselves into like your one-stop shop as far as online marketing is concerned. That way you don't have 100 bills floating around trying to keep track of
it. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get you the pricing page. Do you get texting on this number?
I do. Yeah, this is my personal phone, plus business phone.
Okay, let me send you a text message with a link to the pricing so that way you can see what we're talking here.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, so there's a new in business credit that she wanted me to apply. It'll save you a lot of money. She did tell me you were using Home Advisor right now. How do you like that service?
It's been real hit or miss with that one. It's sometimes I get the job, sometimes not.
Right. Well, the reason I asked is because if you look up excavation, right, you'll see Arrowhead Land Services. You'll see Sunset, and we have that one spot. But if you go down like six more spots, there's a Home Advisor listing. It says top 21 excavation contractors. So Home Advisor's on Google. Google's not on Home Advisor. So they put themselves up there because that's where most people look. About 90% of people that use Google pick from the first page of the search results. They don't really go to page two.
I mean, people are too lazy to scroll down further.
Yeah. Well, the ones that do are
the best stuff to get the call.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you want the lowest rate, you might keep scrolling a little bit because the guys up here are
maybe
holding their price. I tell them to hold their price.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically, the reason I was asking how you're doing with that is because I know that they get their leads from Google and then they resell them. So they sell them for more than what they get them for, and then they charge you before you even get the job or whether you get the job or not. And I also know that they sell them to a couple of people. It doesn't just go to you. So, you know, if you could do well with that system, you'll do great with the first page placement because you don't have any of those problems. You don't have to pay per lead. You don't have to deal with the leads going to multiple people, and the customers call you directly. Rather than you calling them back. right? So it's a lot better quality when you have a live person on the line that's calling you rather than you calling them.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. It'll save you from wasting your time trying to track them down. So, did you get that pricing page that they sent over to you?
I did. I'm kind of scrolling through it now.
Okay. So as you get towards the bottom, underneath our Premier Google Partner badge, you'll see the packages and the pricing structures. Now, the first group is a little bit different. The ones that say Premier SEO, Local Bundle Plus Google Ads. I don't think you really need something like that right now. This is more if you're trying to travel more than 50 miles. I think starting out, if you're only 5 months old, you can't have more than like 10 guys working for you. So we want to keep
Right now, it's just me and my partner.
Okay, yeah. So we want to keep it a little bit more local and as cost efficient as possible. But obviously, that's a good thing. We have a lot of room for growth then, you know. But if you keep scrolling, you got this Platinum SEO package, Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads. You'll see Essential Pro and a Platinum. You see those?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, only the Pro and the Platinum have the .com website, the optimized landing page. But what I was thinking I could do, if you guys wanted to come on board with us today, I could put you on this Platinum package, which has all the bells and whistles that we talked about, plus Facebook Ads and the Amazon Alexa voice search results. Of course, the .com.
Yeah.
But what I would do is I would reduce the cost by 50% as part of your new and business credit. I'll drop it down to $299, the essential package price. That's the lowest pricing structure that we have on any of our packages, by the way.
Okay.
And then also what I'd be able to do for you is you'll see in the fine print, all packages require a $299 setup fee. That usually goes the client interview, the name, address, and phone number cleanup, campaign research and creation, and the optimization of your landing page or website. I can get that waived for you and put it all on a month-to-month basis. The reason I'm willing to do that, and normally I don't like waiving the setup fee because that's how I get paid, the reason I'm willing to do that is we'd be investing in the long run with you, right? You're a new company. You only got you and your partner. There's a lot of room for growth, right? Maybe down the line... Yeah. If we get to down the line, right, we got to get there first, this might turn into a bigger deal.
Of course.
Right. It might turn into a bigger deal. But if you're already invested into Home Advisor right now, I know that you just spent money on that, and I got to get our foot in the door in order for you to see the difference. You know, once you see the difference between what you're using now and what we do with this first page placement, it's apples and oranges, right? It won't take a rocket scientist to do that, man. So I'm willing to do that. In hopes that, you know, obviously if we keep the pricing down and you like it as the long-term solution, you know, obviously that $299 will be reoccurring for a long time, and then obviously we could talk about growing you and expanding you as you get some guys. So, I mean, if I could approve
do you have any kind of examples of how effective this is compared to maybe Home Advisor? Or is that just completely dependent on the business?
Well, I mean, so Google... Just so you know, all calls are recorded for quality assurance, okay? So there's things I can say and there's things that I can't say. I could tell you just in the last 30 days, a 50-mile radius around Dripping Springs has generated 1,812 searches for only two of your keywords, which are landscaping services and excavation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls. Right, but we do list you for 15 keywords, and that's only two of them. That's that many more times you would have been seen. And like I said earlier, 90% of people pick from the first page. So you're going from not being seen at all, not on the first page, to all of them seeing you, and you're on the first page as a top recommended option. Yeah, so I mean, even if you're like a really, really bad salesman, you should still be able to get these guys. but Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain number, because if I say, you'll get 20, no doubt, and then you get 18.
I understand that. Yeah.
They don't want us being...
Wanted to kind of maybe get a little ballpark.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then, you know, you'll do great with this. I have no doubt.
Okay.
And it's only about $10 a day in order to maintain it, get the website up and running. you know, like I said at the beginning of the call, you basically haven't started your business yet until you do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stand by that statement. I don't know how anybody survives nowadays without being on the internet in front of their customers.
Yeah, I don't know how so long without getting a proper online.
Yeah, proper online presence is essential. Sometimes I run into these dinosaurs and I'm like, how are you still eating? How are you doing this?
Yeah.
I've been in the same neighborhood for 50 years. I know everybody and their kids. You know, they hire me for everything.
It does happen. The guy I used to work for did nothing but word of mouth.
It's insane. You know how much time and effort
That takes a long time to get established.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or you could just show up in the moment that they're doing the search for the service, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. That door knocking and all that stuff is
cool. Well, so, I'm seeing Google Places being like, what is SEO content creation when it's labeled on the option?
Yeah, search engine optimization is the abbreviated version of our service, SEO, right? So, it's just content that's compatible with the optimization that we're doing. Obviously, your website, if you're doing like excavation services, obviously you're going to want to have that on your site and off the site. So that's just part of Google's algorithm. They want things to be compatible with the services that you provide. So the SEO content is just content that's compatible with the service that we're providing for you and optimizing you for each individual service that you provide to the community. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of a technical answer. I try to dumb it down a little bit. Not saying you're dumb, but I assume every one of my clients is like 75 years old and computer illiterate, though. That's just the best way to go.
Fair enough.
You kind of walk you through it and make sure it gets done the right way. I assume you don't know anything.
Yeah. Facebook advertising, what is that going to look like? Is that like the paid ads that you can do through Facebook? Because we've done a couple of those.
Yeah, except for it's hosted by a Meta technician in-house, so you don't have to jump on the computer or anything like that. They do a weekly posting for you. They'll send you an email.
Okay,
with the
so post. Y'all will put ads out for us then. Is that how it works?
Yep. We'll build it, host it, maintain it. If you already have a Facebook business page, we're not going to duplicate it. We'll just get access to that one and then update it and do the postings for you while you're using our services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's included.
Is there any way I can wait a little bit on this, maybe like a day or so, to talk with my partner if you want to go about this?
The Google listing's exclusive, so I can't sign you up for the first page placement. Whenever. We have to have the spot open. Usually when a spot opens up, what happens is Google will create the list and they'll send it to my reps like Tara, the one you were speaking with in the beginning of the call. And so they're down there in kind of like a boiler room. They're just calling down the list on a first come, first serve.
Yeah, and they're just making calls for people.
Yeah, that's the only fair way to do it. You can't put it on a hold for one company. And then that will also set us back. I've been in situations where, you know, I hear this sob story and I'm like, obviously, I've become calloused to it now, but in the beginning, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll put it on hold. I'll make sure you guys get it, and then, you know, I can't get a hold of them. Now I'm just looking like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Or company meeting. Yeah. So I can't actually hold it. Do you think this is something that your partner would be opposed to you giving a shot if I made it month to month and applied those discounts?
So at the end of the day, the price is going to be that it's going to be that $4.99 a month, correct?
No.
And you're giving the discount for the first month, or
No. So let's go back to this. I'm putting you on the platinum package, the one that's $5.99.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm reducing the monthly cost to $2.99 out the door.
Okay.
And then I've also put in a request to have your setup fee waived. So it's just costing you $2.99. Okay. And then I'm locking in that pricing structure. The only way that pricing structure ever changes is if we're having a growth conversation about one of these bigger packages above it, right? and we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So as long as you consecutively run it, you know, if you don't change anything, it just stays $299 for as long as you're with us.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'm willing to do this. I'll try this out instead of Home Advisor for a little bit.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. Like I said earlier, I mean, if you could do anything with that, then this is a no-brainer. You know what's crazy is actually I'm happy that we generated an agreement before saying this, because I don't want it to seem like, oh, that's how, that's why you signed up. But there's a link I'm texting to you about the Federal Trade Commission's been talking about shutting those guys down. So imagine if we didn't do this and then the FTC shuts them down, and where are you guys going to get your leads from, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I sent you that link, and you could show that to your partner. I'm sure he'll be happy. So I have to create your Google Business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
Business profile?
Yeah, Google Business page.
No. I may have briefly glanced over it, but I've really been flacking on the website portion of advertising.
Don't worry, that's why we're here. We're going to get it knocked out so that way your business isn't missing anything. So what's going to happen is they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter just to verify your address and Dripping Springs. On the back of it, there's a little 5-digit number that I'm going to need from you. Okay, so it comes in the physical mail. It's the only thing we ever send you in the physical mail, and that's the only time you'll ever have to do that with Google. So even if you left our services, you know, 6 months, a year from now, you still are a verified, legitimate company. It's already been background screened on Google. And so they could still pull you up. They could still see all your reviews and see that you've been verified, PIN verified. So is the 1026 Sunset Canyon Drive still accurate? Canyon Drive North?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's in Dripping Springs, 78620?
That is.
Okay. Now, I can hide this address for you. You want it hidden
or
displayed?
Yeah, let's probably do that. Let's probably hide that address, because that's one of our personal addresses.
Yeah, I try to hide all the addresses, really, in the state of Texas, because it's one of my favorite states. I mean, I'm very pro-Second Amendment, but last thing I want is somebody showing up to one of my clients' doorsteps uninvited, because I know what I would do.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And what's your last name?
In here.
Yeah.
It's Owens, Owens.
Okay. That was my filtered way of saying it, you know.
Yeah.
Owens. All right, perfect. And then we're going to develop your .com. Do you have like a logo already established for the company, or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I've got plenty of pictures of work I've done in the past, but we haven't quite decided on a logo just yet, I don't think. We've got one we've been using on our invoices, but it's not 100%.
Okay. I can set you up with our graphic design team here. We could send you some stuff that's abiding by the copyright laws and see if they like it. I'll get that hemmed out. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I just texted it to you. I'll be your account. Walking you through it until you feel comfortable. And then I'm going to send you an email address. Send in any photos. I want to build a portfolio of your work, and then obviously as the new clients come in, we'll get new photos and keep building on that portfolio, but I want to have a good good amount of pictures there for the visual buyer. All right, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing too, because of the discounts. Also send over the invoice receipt. Sorry, I'm multitasking like crazy here. Okay, what's your business email address?
That's going to be harrison.esso.dw@gmail.com.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user. I'll make life easier. Okay. Update. Oh. All right. Perfect. And the primary line of contact for the business is the 512-906-9710?
Yeah, correct. That's my number.
Okay. Is there a secondary line of contact you want on the business profile?
Yeah, let's get my partner on here too.
Okay. Matter of fact, hold on one second. I'm gonna add him as the partner. So I gotta go into the business profile settings. So you're gonna be the primary.
Yeah. That way he can call in and make any adjustments he wants.
Yeah, he can make changes. You can give him my number, and then we'll also update him on the security question too at the end here. So that way he can get into it and make modifications if he needs to. Okay, partner. Okay, what's his first and last name?
It's Micah Sherrill.
Oh, I love that name. M-I-C-H-A-C-A-H, right? Micah?
It's C-H-A, or C-A-H, yeah.
C-H, yeah. I almost named my son Micah. That's how I know. Then, I was really, that was in the top five of the names. My wife really loved that one. Okay, and then what's his last name?
Sherrill, so S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L.
S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and take an update. Okay, and what's his phone number?
It's 512.
Okay.
718-0604.
Okay. Go ahead and insert partner Micah Sherrill. Okay. He's saved on there. And then let me get you your security question before we set it up. That way you can share that with him. So you will have a security question. This is just an added form of protection for you. If you call in or if we contact you, you want to verify so that way you know you're talking to the right people. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's just do first pet.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Rez. R-E-Z.
Oh, that's dope. Okay. Is it, a dog?
Yeah, he's a Vizsla.
Oh, nice. I love those dogs. They're flappy ears.
Oh, my God.
One of my best friends has had one. His name's Opie, and he's had it for, like 10 years. And that dog is amazing. Just so much energy. He's just so positive. Sometimes he's super lazy, though. His energy is just super bipolar.
They can be pretty lazy or just...
bouncing off the wall. Yeah, that's how he is. It's like one day you come in there, it's like he doesn't move. He's just kind of sleeping, looking at you, won't even pick his head up. And the next, he's bouncing from couch to couch. Yeah, I like that dog, though. He's really nice. They're really cool. Actually, that was the first time I've ever seen a Vizsla. Do you still have that dog, or no?
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, he's starting to get gray in the face now?
Yeah, a little bit. He's got a little
gray. It's awesome. They're cool dogs. All right, so I got Rez saved in there. Okay, and then for your hours of operation, how did you want those displayed?
Let's do like, probably just 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, 8 to 5. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Let's do Monday through Friday because I bartend on the weekends currently.
Nice. Okay, so Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
All right, so let me do an update. All right, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct.
All right, go ahead and submit. All right.
We use Intuit QuickBooks so we can charge card through them.
Perfect. Yeah, that's always good. I try to tell people it's best to have a merchant processing that's hooked up to the business account. It makes it a lot easier for tracking things at the end of the year. I know your company's pretty new.
Okay.
You want to get a good CPA, and then everything, like your gas, everything, you know, this is a business, it's a write-off. So the taxes are different. I'm sure you've already... Have you owned a business before this or no?
I've never owned a business before, no. Oh. This is my first one.
Okay. So you'll be in for a pleasant surprise come January. You get so many deductions and things that you're able to write off. It's beautiful, actually. If you do it right and you track everything, you don't owe anything.
We've been pretty good at tracking all of our expenses so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, save it. That's why they ask you when you go to the gas station.
Categorizing everything in a...
They say you want
QuickBooks has made it pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah, it does make it convenient. I like doing it through a business account, though, because then you can just go get the report and then bring it to the CPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot easier because then they just print it out in paper form and then you hand it off to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And come back a couple days later and it's all done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super convenient. But also, you know, too, there are transactions that you miss. Like maybe you do it on a personal card, but you still want to write it off. So that's why they always ask it when you go places, especially like gas stations. You want the receipt? Like, yes, 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 yes,
yes.
Everything's for the business, even if it's not.
Exactly.
Okay. So I got the business profile squared away. There will be a client interview. So the client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
I'm pretty open today, actually.
Okay. I got a 3 to 4 available.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Go ahead and schedule you in here, and they'll text you. There's an automated text message you're going to get like 1 hour before, just to confirm it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible, so that way we can...
Yeah, no, I'll mark off 3 to 4. That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, and you're getting the invitation right now to your Gmail. I'm just creating it. Okay. One second here. Whew. It was a long, long day yesterday. You don't have any kids?
No, not yet.
Okay. Hold off as long as you can. Not too long, but hold off as long as you can.
Yeah.
Back your chips up. Yeah.
That's the goal. I've got a buddy that's the same age as me. We're all 24, and he's got 3 kids now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he went early. I think 2 is a lot. I'm 29.
He went after it. Well, I grew up in a family of 8. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I had a lot of kids running around my house, too, actually. My mom had 4 herself, but she adopted 2 more. So, ironically, I have a brother that's black, and people be like, that's your brother? And I'm like, yeah. And then I have a brother that's Chinese, too. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so you got 4 white kids, a black kid, and a Chinese kid.
good for your mom.
Yeah. But she actually passed away in 2010. So it's...
Oh, no.
Yeah. She had a malignant melanoma, like a skin cancer. They call it the English person's disease. But, and it actually metastasized. So we're all just out here like, wow, she brought us together and when we were born, and then she's not here, but we kind of all... hold together and take care of each other. Dad's still around.
Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a good thing. Big house had a lot of craziness going on, and I think that makes you a better person. Now you get better social skills.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know how to deal with people. I worry about that. That's why I had the second. Actually, it was just I was worried about my firstborn growing up alone. He's a really nice kid, but we used to take him places and. Like Chuck E. Cheese and stuff, and kids would bump into him, and he was just kind of like really coy, you know. He just didn't engage in any of it. He didn't give him a bad look. He just kind of like got inside his shell. But little brother's psychotic, so. I'm teaching him how to defend himself from his younger brother, because the younger brother got all dad genes. Yeah. All right, so I got you squared away. Did you get that client interview invitation?
That was through email, correct?
Yeah, it should have came through your Gmail.
And yes, I did.
The technician is tagged in that. I will call you first, and then I'll introduce you, and then hand you off to them, and they'll walk you through it. It's a pretty simple process.
Yeah.
All right. So the last thing we got to do, Harrison, is secure the first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
I'll do that through our debit card.
Okay. Is it a business card or personal?
Business.
Okay, perfect. So it says SO Dirtworks LLC on it?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me just update this. And is the billing address the same as the business street address?
It should be. It doesn't say on the card, does it?
No, it won't tell you. Only the bank knows that one, and it'll decline it if
yeah,
it comes
it,
back.
It should
in
be. Here. It should be the same.
Okay, like the it's 1026 Sunset Canyon Drive North, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what we need our business's address essentially.
Yeah, because that's where the PIN verification letter is going too. So that's we got to make sure
mm-hmm.
that's accurate. And it's good that it
yeah,
matches
that's...
up. Makes it easier to write off.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So let's see here. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is a Visa.
Okay, and it should start with a 4. If you can read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep, it's 4427.
4427.
4221.
4221.
2869. 2869.
6302. 6302. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0727.
7 of 27. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep. It's 444.
444. That's good luck.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is. Good juju. All right. So let me update you here. Now, before I can actually process this, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. One second here. Slash Platinum Bundle Plus. $1.99 local Facebook ads plus my site. Interesting. I want to set you up for this one because the my site is a lot nicer website than the splash page.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know they added this in the back office. Usually the my site was for like Google Guarantee clients or clients that did
yeah.
like an annual contract. So it's usually
mm-hmm.
for other products and features, but I just found a platinum package here that has my site included, and I changed the pricing structure on it. So let me just assign it, and then
okay.
if I authorize it, they can't take it back. So that goes. You'll get a nice, a lot better site. That one's like a custom website design. So.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, they're a lot better. You're not limited on the amount of content or pages on it. Although we do recommend usually that you don't put too much content because the about 83%, I believe they said, of searches done on Google are done on an iPhone or an Android. So you kind of want them to have a good loading time for
that's simple.
Yeah, for the mobile platform.
Yeah.
But that's nice. I like those My Sites too, though. You can add like little YouTube videos in there and stuff about
yeah.
the company. So that's just a good tool to have for future. Okay, so. All right, approved. And then let me waive your setup fee, too. And try to charge you that. Okay. All right, and then before I process this, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. It's like a 60-second
yep.
recording. It's just going to outline the agreement. Okay. If I say something you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I'll
all
rephrase
right.
it for you. All right. Sorry, I'm going to get real formal because I got to read this thing word for word. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says,
mm-hmm.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
SO Dirt Works.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Harrison Owens and co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours in quotations. And then It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So just to kind of put that in layman's terms, because they use big words on it, try to confuse you, I guess. Like, it's basically saying we know already what you're currently using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, like, touch base with us. That way we can make sure you're not duplicating anything or, like, paying for something we're already doing for you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because that just causes a discrepancy. Then Google's like, you got to remove this. There's two of them. The address doesn't match up or the name doesn't match up, so... Usually if there's a confusion like that and they can't verify a certain listing or a placement, then they red flag it basically. So it gets suspended. We have to go figure out what's going on. So it's just a lot easier if you let us know beforehand. We can prevent that.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is paid out 1 month at a time and you are not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the MySiteUpgraded.com website for you. It's no additional charge.
Okay.
And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew every month on the first day. But it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 or $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, it does state can continue. You could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to cancel, let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. We don't want it charging you if it's not supposed to charge you. And then it just asks, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, so if you go to your text messages, you should have a welcome text message.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, there's one in there that'll say, Harrison, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll prompt you to click here.
Yeah, and that link is the invoice.
Yep. Well, the invoice is actually in your email.
Okay.
No, this is the outline of the agreement in writing. So this has... You're not binded to a contract, but I still made sure you have everything documented that, you know, you're getting everything in that Platinum Package Bundle for the discounted pricing structure. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. But at the bottom, you do have to sign off on that and authorize that this was you and not somebody pretending to be you and use your card.
Yeah.
So there's like a little box you check and then you sign off. And then you'll have this on file in your email as well. They sent you a hard copy and then we'll have it on file. So that way there's no confusion about it moving forward. So if I croak, you still get the same deal. I don't plan on croaking, but I'm just saying. I don't plan on dying anytime soon, but you never know.
No, that's never the plan.
Yeah, right? I don't think anybody ever really, well, maybe they do. I don't know. Depends on what the doctor says.
Yeah.
All right. So once you got that squared away, you're basically good to go on the initial setup. So it'll take you to a page that says username and password. They'll give that to you. Yeah, at the end of your client interview, you're going to get the login credentials. You can change them to whatever you like. They'll also send you a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. There is a downloadable app for your phone as well and make your life a lot easier. You could also share that with Micah. That way he has access to it. You guys can see all the leads coming in.
And is the app called Local Splash?
It's my.localsplash app. Yeah. So they're going to send you.
Local Splash.
Yeah. When you get your email, there's going to be a tab in there, like the one with your username and password. It'll have a tab that will automatically direct you to the app store so that way you can download it.
Okay.
Yep. So it's pretty easy. It's pretty user-friendly. If you're 24, I think you're going to be – you're fine with this. You know, I have guys that are, like I said, they're like 75 and computer illiterate and they still make it work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should be fine. You already had a Gmail and everything. I've signed up guys that got Outlook and AOL.
Oh, man.
No, you know,
man.
Yeah, you're younger than me, so I'm sure you're pretty much born with the phone in your hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. it's such a crazy thing to think about. Both of my boys actually play with the phone and the tablet already. I'm like, what the heck? When I was your age, a bike was like the biggest technology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like my dad would always tell me about how he grew up and had his parents bought him the car with the telephone in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was super
the fancy thing to have.
That was the Tesla back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a brick, like the size of your head.
Yeah. Like the military brick radio thing.
Charge it after every call. Yeah.
Yeah. And pay for time or whatever it was.
Yeah, you got to pay for minutes. Yeah.
For long range.
Yeah, it's also a built-in defense system. You got a brick right there. In case somebody tries to carjack you, just chuck it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got everything squared away for your initial setup process. I did receive the signed terms and conditions back, so you're good there. Couple things I just want to key on, okay, in all seriousness, just to make sure we get everything off and running as smoothly as possible. So client interview this afternoon, like I said, I'm going to contact you between 3 and 4, and then I'll hand you off to them. PIN verification letter is very important. I don't want to undermine that. Like I said earlier, you only got to do that one time for as long as you own your company, and then you're a verified legitimate business on Google forever. So,
Where do I do that? Is that going to be part of that meeting?
No. The PIN verification is coming to your address in the mail. It's the only thing
we send you in the actual mail. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. It'll say Google right on it. You can't miss it. It's like a postcard. But there is your business name, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you. Looks like a zip code.
Okay.
So make sure you send that in. If you text it, call in with it, email it, whatever.
When about
whatever works.
Do you expect that in the next couple of days?
Usually takes 5 to 7 days. They mail it from the Google headquarters in California, so it's got to go California to Texas. And then, let me see here one second. Client interview, PIN verification, already got your terms and conditions. And then, obviously, whenever you can, send in those photos as soon as possible if you can.
All right.
Okay, photos, company, logo.
Unfortunately,
I have them.
My partner's got most of the photos, so I'll have to get with him.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure I'm going to have to meet him at some point, you know. I'll be your guys' account lead, and then there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you, too. So if it's outside of business hours, they could still help you. And I got him on file, so he has access to it. But make sure you let him know the security question, your first pet's name, or else he's not going to be able to do anything pretty much until we talk to you.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to a long and profitable business relationship with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. We're here to assist you and want to make sure that it's working.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you between 3 and 4 for that client interview.
All right. Awesome.
All right. You're welcome, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.